Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It is a chilly start for us. Everyone below freezing right now, but we do have a warm up in store into the holiday weekend. We'll talk about just how high temperatures climb coming up.
One of the busiest holiday travel seasons ever is getting started today on the roads and in the air. At RDU, people are getting ready to fly to their destinations. And at the gas pumps, prices are dropping for drivers.
And emotional homecomings for Americans who were wrongfully detained in Venezuela.
Such warm faces, so much love. I'm very grateful.
The deal the governments of the two nations struck to bring them home.
You have another chance to get incredibly rich before Christmas. The Powerball jackpot is growing once again after no one hit the big prize last night. So it grows to $620 million. They say money doesn't buy happiness, but you know what? Money can buy a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us as we get you ready for the day. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith. Glad you're with us this morning. And yeah, money can buy a lot of things. I like that. Let's get over to meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRSV Weather Center, tracking our temperatures this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure it's buying a lot of things with all the holiday shopping going on the past couple of days. And if you're still needing to do some of that last-minute shopping or getting out, then we have no issues for us as far as the weather's concerned tonight into tomorrow as well. It's definitely chilly, though, this morning. Good morning to all of you. We're sitting at 29 in Raleigh and Durham, 28 in Clinton, 26 Goldsboro. Everyone below the freezing mark, but about where we were this time yesterday. We'll be a couple degrees warmer into the afternoon, 56 the high temperature with partly cloudy skies. And then we start to see those temperatures slowly climb into the weekend. Sunday, Monday, Christmas Eve into Christmas Day, it's going to be in the low to mid 60s. That is not a record, but certainly not the white Christmas I'm sure some people were hoping for out there. Here's Christmas Eve officially, 64 in Raleigh. We see a storm system back to our west, bringing some definite impacts that gets closer to us there, Brian, as we head into Christmas Day. We'll walk through this, though, coming up here in a few minutes.
Anthony, it is now 6:01 as we check traffic. Just in, all new, a report of a minor crash in Holly Springs on Cass Holt Road, not too far from Avant Ferry Road. Looks like this may be in the parking lot at Holly Springs High School. Just a heads up, heading through that area, you could see some flashing lights. Slow down, move over if you do see that. Around the rest of the triangle, nice and quiet with no trouble showing up on major routes right now. We'll take a live look at Cary out at US 1 and 64 and Walnut Street getting busier, but no big delays on that northbound side of US 1 coming in from Apex.
Brian, thanks. We're following some breaking news. Deputies in Wake County are working to make an arrest after a person in a car shot at another driver in what authorities believe was a case of road rage. This happened on Lewisburg Road near Pulleytown Road, just outside Roseville, around 9:30 last night. A driver told deputies someone shot at him from another car. No one was hurt. The sheriff's office is asking anyone with information to come forward.
You'll see some big crowds at the airport as you head out of town for the holidays. Today and tomorrow are expected to be the busiest day for flyers across the country traveling for Christmas. To get the ground truth, WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now live from inside RDU. And Kelsey, look at that line behind you.
Renee, this TSA line certainly is long, and that's what we usually expect to see at 6 o'clock. You can check it out here. People are getting ready to head out for the holidays, and RDU could break its yearly record this year. Its current record is 14.2 million travelers in 2019. This holiday season could push them over that number as millions of people fly ahead of Christmas. TSA is reminding people about packing gifts. They recommend packing gifts in a gift bag or box. Don't wrap them. That way, if there's an issue in the security line, the folks at TSA can easily pull it out. RDU is anticipating more than 800,000 travelers this holiday season. Finding a place to park ahead of your flight can be a hassle, so this may be something that can help.
We recommend that you go to our website at rdu.com. Look at parking capacity. We have a chart right there on the right-hand side that shows you what's available, and that's a really easy way to make sure that when you get here, you go somewhere where you know you can find a spot.
And that's definitely a good idea because look at this line. This is just the line to check a bag if you're flying with American. So a lot of folks are frustrated right now that are trying to check a bag with them. So be sure to arrive early, at least 2 hours early if you're flying domestic and 3 hours early if you're flying international. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live at RDU.
And if you're driving for the holidays, you can expect some relief at the gas pump. WRA's Brittany's live at a gas station in Cary this morning. And Brett, this is really good news for so many families who are hitting the roads to the holiday destinations.
Yeah, Ken, just like these low temperatures, low gas prices, at least compared to what we saw earlier in the fall. 309 here at this gas station in Cary. Check Gas Buddy and our fuel tracker a little while ago. The lowest I've seen is about 259 in some parts of Raleigh. So definitely some low options out there. And it's about 80 cents lower than what we saw just a few months ago here earlier this year. That is some welcome relief, huge relief for those 103+ million drivers that are expected to hit the road, according to AAA, for this holiday weekend. And with the week left in 2023, experts expect prices to stick around this price point, maybe slightly up, maybe slightly lower. Just depends on a couple of different variables. But across North Carolina, we should stick to at or just above $3 a gallon.
I do expect prices shouldn't go up a whole lot between now and mid-February. There may be a little bit of an increase in the weeks ahead, but for now, gas prices still some of the lowest we've seen since 2021.
So with these prices lower than what we just saw earlier this year, they actually are about the same as what we saw around the holidays last year. Live in Cary, Brittany, WRL News.
Let's drill down on this story even more by the numbers released by AAA this morning, showing the average price of gas in North Carolina, $2.96. That's 16 cents less than the national average, which is $3.12. At least 27 states have prices below $3 right now. You can find the lowest gas prices near you by going to our website, WREL.com, searching Fuel Tracker. Well, a Holly Springs town council member is facing DWR charges after crashing just hours after this meeting you're about to see. Christopher DeShazer was arrested after crashing into the woods off North Main Street around 12:15 Wednesday morning. He told the arresting officer he had had three drinks and very little to eat. This happened shortly after Tuesday night's town council meeting. DeShazer was elected to the council this fall and was just sworn in earlier this month. He's due back in court January 5th.
We're working to learn more about a story we first brought to you as breaking news yesterday morning. A home on Nicky Avenue in Fayetteville is the center of an investigation after a six-month-old and a man were shot. Police say they responded to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center for a man with a gunshot wound around 9:40 Tuesday night. And then they found the baby who had been shot in this home on Nicky Avenue. Members of the Seabrook Braudel Neighborhood Watch tell WRL they are stunned by the violence.
My standard is, you know, if you see something, hear something, say something. Right. You know, we're past that, I'm not a snitch. Look, we've got small children. A six-month-old can't defend himself or herself. This should not be happening.
We've reached out to Fayetteville Police for an update on the babies and the man's condition, but we have not heard back.
Well, this morning, six Americans who the government says were wrongfully detained in Venezuela are back home. A small group of people greeted them as they got off the plane last night in San Antonio, Texas. Their release was part of a prisoner swap deal between the U.S. and Venezuela. Savoy Wright, a Californian who was arrested in Venezuela in October, quoted Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. after getting off the aircraft.
Free at last, thank God Almighty, free at last. Very emotional, exciting, grateful.
Well, the U.S. released an ally of the president of Venezuela in exchange for the release of the 10 Americans. Venezuela also extradited a former military contractor known as Fat Leonard to the U.S. as part of that deal. Well, traffic in I-95 South near Fayetteville flowing smoothly again this morning after an overnight crash that shut that highway down. The interstate was closed near Chickenfoot Road after a tractor trailer overturned. Crews were able to clear that scene and get that road back open late last night. Still working to learn whether anyone was hurt in that crash.
Winning the Powerball would be a nice Christmas gift, wouldn't it? There's still a chance for that to happen. No one hit last night's jackpot, which now sits at $620 million. Let's take a look at those winning numbers. Don't throw away your ticket. Someone in North Carolina did win $100,000 last night. You can catch the next Powerball drawing on Saturday right here on WREL during our 11 p.m. newscast.
We're coming up on 610 right now. A new law that would have put restrictions on concealed carry in California is blocked where the state wants to ban guns as it appeals the decision.
The Salvation Army says its red kettles are seeing fewer donations this year. Wyatt says people are not showing as much generosity as they have in the past.
As we head into the next couple of days, especially our holiday weekend, we are tracking our next storm system that could cause some big time travel issues into next week. We're going to go over future casts and show you the latest runs here on when you may need to steer those holiday plans coming up after the break.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back at 6:13 on this Thursday morning, where as we head into the holiday weekend, I'm sure there are many people out there that do want a white Christmas, at least in some parts of North Carolina. Look at how much, or really the lack of snow cover that we have right now on our current snow cover map across the entire country. There's a little bit showing up there into Pennsylvania, Ohio, but notice that really the bulk of that is back toward the higher elevations there in the mountains. We are not going to see that change much, and it's just going to be a very snowless kind of year, if you will, for the entire country at this point. There's a look at Christmas Eve. We have the rainfall side of our next system that starts to come in. Definitely some snow in the colder parts there. Denver is looking at a white Christmas, and then that does get closer there, Brian, as we head into Christmas Day.
Anthony, it is now 6:14 as we take a look at traffic. Just getting reports of some sort of a road hazard out at the intersection of Wade Avenue at Brooks Avenue. Not seeing any delays right now. That could be a disabled vehicle or a traffic signal that's out. Working to get some more details about it. But the bottom line is at this point, we're not seeing any big problems showing up on the sensors. Elsewhere around the triangle, our major routes all are looking pretty good. We're keeping our eyes on those RDU cameras out at I-40 at Aviation Parkway. Traffic's flowing pretty freely, and all your major approaches into the airport this morning are looking fine.
Hey, Brian, thanks. Police in Fayetteville are working to make an arrest after a shooting that left a woman dead and another woman hurt. Officers responded to Rose Hill Road just before 5:30 last night. Both women were taken to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center for treatment of their wounds. As we mentioned, one woman died. The other woman is expected to recover.
A man is home recovering after being attacked by dogs in Wake County. Dave Bennett was brought home this week after two dogs attacked him and killed his Labrador Retriever on Elbridge Drive last Thursday. Wake County Animal Services tells WRAL the dogs that attacked him were a German Shepherd and Pitbull mix that they were running loose. Both dogs are being quarantined for 10 days. Their owner could be fined.
On you this morning, a law that would have banned people from carrying concealed firearms in certain public spaces in California, now blocked by a federal judge. California Attorney General Rob Bonta said the state is planning to appeal the decision, adding the court got this wrong. The law would have prevented people from carrying concealed weapons in places of worship, public libraries, amusement parks, zoos, and sporting events.
The Salvation Army says donations to its Red Kettle campaign are down again this year. The organization has seen a decline in donations every year since 2019. Salvation Army officials say they haven't seen the same amount of generosity as before the pandemic. Inflation has caused some Americans to cut back on charitable giving. The Salvation Army uses money from the campaign to serve more than 25 million Americans in need.
This story had me saying, what? This morning on Today, more and more couples are making their marriages work through so-called sleep divorce. An increasing number of couples are opting to sleep in separate beds or even in separate rooms. Couples say rethinking their sleep habits is making a big difference in their relationships.
I snore, he snores. We were really just keeping each other awake. I think we had really poor sleep health. And so once we connected the dots that we slept so much better separately, we really embraced it.
Okay, snoring is a factor. All right, on today, sleep expert Dr. Carol Ash will be in studio live to talk about the benefits of these sleep divorces. Of course, Today airs at 7 right after our broadcast here on WRAL.
Some cruisers who were expecting a balmy vacation are getting quite the opposite this week. This ship was scheduled to sail from New York to the Bahamas, but because of bad weather earlier this week, the itinerary changed at the last minute to the northeastern U.S. and Canada. Guests were given the choice to go along or cancel for a future cruise credit. Some say they had to scramble to buy warm clothing before getting on the boat. Today, the ship is docking in Newfoundland. It is 6:17, and meteorologist Anthony Baglione has what we can expect for our first day of winter. This morning is feeling like it.
It certainly is. Yeah, we're seeing temperatures for most of us in the 20s and even a low 30 or two sprinkled in here on the map. Where we sit, though, currently across our neck of the woods, just in general, we have a couple things to talk about. High pressure, when we talk about that in the atmosphere, what's happening is the air is sinking. It's forced to sink, and it can't really form any thunderstorms where we need the lift in the atmosphere. That's what's happening right there. It's pushing all of our air down, keeping everything nice and calm. We go out west, though. This system right there, that's going to be the key player into our next storm system that comes in time for Christmas Day into Tuesday of next week. You notice there, too, sometimes we see those purple fronts showing up on the map. Anytime you see the purple, it's where the cold front has just gotten really fast and it caught up with the warm front. The purple is that designation for what we call an occluded front. Otherwise, here, we're talking of the future cast over the next couple of days. Let's time this out, get you a good idea of what we're expecting. We go through today into tomorrow, into the start of this weekend. You should not have any travel issues as far as in our immediate neck of the woods. There are some light showers there as you get up toward Ohio, Indiana, but we're looking still pretty good at that point. We bump Futurecast ahead here into early next week. We go to Christmas Day. There's 6 p.m. into the evening. Most of us are looking dry during this time period, but if you're traveling just out and about Christmas Day evening, you may run into some rainfall here, especially back to the mountains, down to the southeast. There really is not going to be a good spot to escape this because it's just going to continue to track up to the north and east. If you can leave on Wednesday, if you're traveling out of our area, that will be a better time because there's Wednesday morning. It looks a whole lot better. There still could be some light showers to the north right there, but Tuesday is looking pretty much soaking for us as it stands now. If that changes, we will let you know. Christmas Eve, we're at 64, 65 in Memphis. That's the other thing. Temperatures are certainly not going to be screaming Christmas, and that will be all rainfall because of them. Christmas Day, we're at 59 there in Atlanta, 63 in Memphis. We're in the 20s right now, though. We got a ways to get there. 23 in Roxborough, 29 in Raleigh, 28 degrees, a chilly start there in Clinton this morning. We head for highs, though, 53 tomorrow. Today, as we head into just after 10 o'clock, that is the official start of winter. 58 on Saturday, 64 Sunday. By the time we get to Christmas Day there, Brian, we're looking at temperatures at 65 degrees.
Sounds good. It is now 6:19, almost 6:20 as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle. We have that minor crash reported in Holly Springs on Castholt Road near Avon Ferry Road. Not seeing any big delays with that. Also, some sort of a road hazard on Wade Avenue at Brooks Avenue inside the Beltline, but the sensor readings in that area, just took a close look at them, and I'm not seeing any problems. Just something to keep in mind as you head through that intersection. Around the rest of the Triangle, still looking fine. We're going to take a look at your major approaches into Durham right now, and we're not picking up any big delays. Out of Raleigh, 40 westbound looks good through South Durham, and 40 eastbound out of Chapel Hill from 15501 to 885 right now is delay-free.
Hey, Brian, thanks. Well, state Supreme Court justices in Colorado are getting threats after their ruling against former President Donald Trump. We hear from a constitutional law professor from UNC Chapel Hill about what went into the court's ruling to bar the former president from the primary ballot.
Ryan Gosling is showing once again that he is more than just Ken. His new covers of the hit song from Barbie coming up in What's Trending.
Look, you hear the excitement in her voice, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, come on. And how exciting could this be if you win the lottery? The winning lottery numbers right there on your screen.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
This holiday season, you can call Ryan Gosling Christmas Ken.
Brian Schrader's here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, he teamed up with DJ Mark Ronson for a Christmas version of his song from Barbie. Listen to this. This is one of four songs from Ken, the EP, and they're all different versions of the song I'm Just Ken, including an acoustic version, a disco remix as well. You know, the original has been nominated for a Grammy for Best Song Written for Visual Media.
Is Ken having a midlife crisis? Is he trying to keep up with Barbie here? Trying to find his way? I don't know. Not really my Christmas jam, but okay, all right. But we have the real Ken right here.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is not just Ken. This is the Ken.
Now you got to write a song for me.
Okay, all right. We'll work on that jam, right, Brian?
Yeah,
it'll be a hit.
It'll be a huge hit, at least in this room. You never know who might show up to your high school reunion. Here is Bradley Cooper at his 30th high school reunion in Philadelphia with one of his classmates. Aww. Cooper talked about it on The Tonight Show this week, saying that he had a great time. He did not make it into the group picture, but you can tell everyone else was having a pretty good time as well.
Yeah, he's made a habit of returning to for his reunion. He went to his 20th, he went to his 25th. But he says this time he felt a little weird because when he was writing out his name tag, like Bradley Cooper's got to put on a name tag, he put Bradley, but in high school he went by Brad.
Oh.
But,
you know, and now he's Bradley.
Knows who he is.
Oh, he is a success, and I think that's great that he's still reconnecting with where he came from. Brian, thanks. It's a big weekend for football on WREL and Fox 50. It all starts Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on WREL when the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Cincinnati Bengals. NFL Sunday begins on Fox 50. At 1 p.m., the Carolina Panthers look for another win against the Green Bay Packers. Then at 4, it's the Dallas Cowboys against Miami Dolphins. There's also a game on Fox 50 on Christmas Day. The New York Giants take on the Philadelphia Eagles at 4:30 on Monday.
I want to give you a live look now at the DBAP, where Woolies went to Wonderland, running now through New Year's Eve. The fun includes the Bulls Express train, igloos in the infield, a sledding hill, and a whole lot more family fun. You can get tickets at DurhamBulls.com.
And if you're one of the more than 100 million people expected to hit the roads this weekend for holiday travel, I'll tell you what you can expect to pay at the pump.
And you can see Brett is all bundled up there. Temperatures are chilly out there this morning. Most of us in the 20s, not even the 32 showing up on the map. We'll talk about, though, when we could see some warmer weather headed this way coming up.
One of the busiest Christmas travel seasons ever is getting started today at RDU, where you are looking live how the airport and airlines are preparing to get you to your destination as smoothly as possible.